Somali leaders voted overwhelmingly Wednesday to adopt a new constitution that contains new individual rights and sets the country on a course for a more powerful and representative government. The vote came after two thunderous blasts at the gates of the meeting site from a failed suicide attack. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon strongly condemned the attack. He praised the new draft constitution, describing it as an important step towards a better future. Vatican Radio spoke to Bishop Giorgio Bertin, the Apostolic Administrator of Mogadishu, about the new constitution and about what is necessary for the country to move forward.
I agree in saying that it is a positive step forward, knowing, however, that not all the problems are solved. We should not remember that still large areas of central southern Somalia are in the hands of Islamists, the Shabab, who oppose any kind of constitution. In any case, the new constitution gives a platform for the future government, which should be elected, the next authority should be elected around the 20th of August. So I would say thank you to the Somalis involved in that. Thank you to the international community, particularly the representative of the Secretary General of the United Nations, who has been working during these last 2 years. But of course, we and the Somalis and the international community should accompany, should not just simply say, well, we have accomplished, we have finished. No, there is a constant need of support for the coming months, and I would say also for the coming years.